आध्वासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथिति कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विजे हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि भक्त्या विहीन अपराधलक्ष्ये क्षेप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्ग कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणानि गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयायुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्ति ते। भागवतम टेंथ कैंटो दामोदर लीला टोल्ड सो मेनी past times of Krishna. Now he has become 3.5 years old. Though he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he has forgotten everything, that he is himself God or Supreme Personality of Godhead. And actually he is have some love and affection from his mother as natural in this world. Krishna is not pretending anything, or he is not acting like that. That being supreme personality of Godhead, I should do like this, not this. Actually, what he is feeling, what he is doing, in natural way. How he is doing? Yogmaya is helping. By Yogmaya, Krishna has himself forgotten these things, and also Yashoda Maiya and all the Brajavasis, even the peacocks of Vrindavan, deers of Vrindavan, lakhs time have more knowledge than Brahma. They can create Brahma also. But by the Yog Maya, all has forgotten. They are not any Baddha Jeev or Mukta Jeev, not a liberated soul. What they are? Eternal associate. In two ways, either expansion of Krishna himself or expansion of Srimati Radhika. And they are they have also forgotten everything. For example, I may set an example. How anyone can love Krishna? I was reading Brihad Bhagavatamritam. I explain all things from on the basis of Brihad Bhagavatamritam. I used to think, Maharaj can come here, very nearer to me. I was thinking, you can come here. Why Draupadi was so affectionate to Krishna? Why? You know? Why Pandavas are so affectionate to Krishna? Why? Then you can have some idea that how Yashoda was so much having so much love and affection for Krishna. Otherwise we cannot. If you are not coming in regular process from down to up, we cannot have idea. So I am telling very brief that of Draupadi even. Krishna used to say, to tell her what?
Sakhi.
He used to tell only to Gopi Sakhi. He never told any queen like Sakhi, never to Dwarka anyone, also not in Mathura, but he told Draupadi like Sakhi. Why? They can come. When Draupadi was not married, when Pandavas were in Hastinapur, then Duryodhana wanted to kill them. Anyhow, they wanted to finish them. She told their father that, why Pandavas are here? They are equal to us. You should give him another kingdom or seat, and they should be there very happily. You should make any good kingdom and good palace for them. And he told, in the year of Dhritarashtra, make a Laksha Griha. Laksha?
A house of lack.
So burnings. If anyone give anything, matches. At once, whole palace will be burnt. So he told that may, in any forest where there are no so many persons, and at once that fire will finish them. But outwardly he was telling that we are brothers, so divide our kingdom into two parts and he should be given kingdom and Yudhishthira Maharaj should be a Maharaj. Why here? No place in Raj Palace here for them. So very badly they are here. Dhritarashtra was so happy that forever the problem will be solved without anything. He at once did it so, and in the night, when the Pandavas were there, any was given fire, and at once, luckily or unluckily, five boys with their mother sleeping on the veranda they were, and they were finished. And Pandavas, with the help of Vidur, they were escaped. And walking here, there, disguised way, They went to Drupad Nagar. Drupad Nagar, the kingdom of Drupad. All Kauravas are so happy, but they were weeping outwardly. That Vanvas has been finished, very good. Problem has been solved. And Maharaj Dhritarashtra was also
weeping,
but
crocodile tear.
Like. So Pandu was there, going there. There Drupad has a promise that there will be a fish on the head of any
pillar.
And at last, in the end of that pillar, there will be chakra, moving wheel. And after that, there will be a fish. Wheel will be moving, and fish will be there. Anyone who will shoot the eyes of that fish, seeing
in reflection
in oil, keep the pot was there, and he will see and shoot that. Then, my dear daughter, my darling daughter, I will give them him and marriage. So, from various places, kingdoms, so many Rajputra, princes and kings were there. Among them Sisupal, Dantapakra, Durjodhan, Karna, Bhisham Pitamah, Dronacharya, Krishna himself, Baldev Prabhu, all were invited there, all were assembled there. Trying their fate, that Draupadi is so beautiful, and if we can marry him by doing so, oh, we will be very fortunate. So all were practicing. And these five Pandavas in the shape of Brahmin, having choti, khadaung, and like Brahman boy, they were there, but they were sitting easily, no movement. Krishna was there also, watching everything. Baldev was also watching. And what will be happen, they know. What happened. So, Duryodhan came and he was felt. Durshasan came, fell. Shishupal came, fell. All fell. Bhisham Pitamah told that, I am going and I will shoot for Duryodhan. Draupadi told, I don't want. I will not accept this proposal that anyone can, by proxy, they can shoot and I will, no. So all were felled. At last Karna stood up. And he took his bow and arrow, went to that place, and he was seeing oil, that
perchance,
reflection.
And he wanted to shoot, but Draupadi, with no fear, very boldly stood up. I know this Sutpatra, he is not Kshatriya. Who is her mother, who is father, anyone does not know. If he will shoot, even I will not marry her. In any case, he should be any prince, any king, renounced person, but I know that know her about this person, so I will not marry. At once, Karna was so much offended, and he gave up his bow, and I will see later on. Why Draupadi was telling so? He has made up her mind. Anyone be so strong, so qualified, but not have a little bhakti to Krishna, I cannot marry him. This was his promise, her promise. I can marry that very devotee who is qualified by all means, having bhakti, otherwise all qualities he may have, but not bhakti, I don't want to marry that person, bogus person. Krishna heard this and became at once moved, and he was melted. And he became of Draupadi. Krishna wants this. And that is why he never forget Draupadi. And he used to tell her. This was only the trick of Krishna. He never came there. And if he wanted, he can have suited it very easily, more qualified than Arjun. Lakhs and lakhs Arjun cannot be equal to Krishna in these all things. But he was giving chance to Arjun, because Arjun was his very beloved person. He wanted that Draupadi should be married to Arjun. Arjun came at once, and in a moment, he did so miracle that anyone could not see that when fish was suited and he fell down to earth. And at once clapping was there. No? And Krishna became so happy. Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadeva, all became happy. Baldev Prabhu became happy. But only the parties of Duryodhan, Shishupal, Dant, Bakra, Jarasam, they did like this. Here is the glory of Draupadi. That I cannot marry any very qualified person, but I can marry only qualified also, and having so much love and affection and service to Krishna. That is why. But these gopis, especially Yashoda and all, are much more lax times than Draupadi also. What is this? Here he is telling how Yashoda used to love Krishna. Sometimes Draupadi, thinking that Krishna is Lord of Lords, he always nourishes us and protects us and saves us. So he is supreme personality of God. So sometimes holding like hands, oh Prabhu, like this. But Yashoda never did like so. Any gopi? Never, never. If Krishna wanted to show their affluence to gopis, then they joke with Krishna. But not like Arjun and Draupadi too, with folding hands praying. Never they did so. They always knew that Krishna is our beloved. They used to control Krishna even. So here, Sukadeva Goswami, being very happy, he's telling to Parikshit Maharaj, I want that anyone should love Krishna like Maya Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. How? Ekada Krishna Griha Dasesu Yashoda Geha Nandini Karmantarna Yuktasu Nirmamantha Sangdari. I have told that a story, that how Yashoda was churning that dadhi means cord. One day he sent her all maid servants. At that day was Deepavali. Deepavali means Deepavali Utsav. In India, it is a very big festival there. At that day, lakhs and lakhs devotees will go to Govardhan and they will give Pradeep to Govardhan. Everywhere, lakhs and lakhs Pradeep. And next day, there will be Govardhan Annakoot Mahotsav. Last year, fortunately, we were there and did. We should, we did this festival. So he sent all the dasis. They went. Only Yashoda was there. He took the vessel of curd and she was chanting like this. Krishna was sleeping in Brahma Muhurta. That was about 4. And he was sleeping. Yashoda was so much absorbed in singing and chanting. She was singing. She was remembering the pastimes of little boy Krishna. How he was playing here, there, and what he was doing. To going in the houses of gopis, stealing butter and everything. How sweet pastimes he was doing. And singing. Govinda Damo Ramadhaveti Govinda Damo Ramadhaveti Govinda Damo Ramadhaveti Govinda Damo Ramadhaveti Udukhalesam Ghatatandulanscha Sanghantayanto musalai pramugdha gayanti gopya janita nuraga govinda damo dharmadhe govinda damo not only Yashoda, grihe grihe gopabadhu samuha. In all surrounding houses, all the gopis, like the same way, chanting dadhi and singing like this, Govinda damo dharmadhe whole sky, over whole Braj. By this sound was what? Everywhere. Echo was going everywhere. So combined tune of all the gopis with churning sound and with their tangled sound like kartal and mridanga. So melodious that Krishna woke at once. Where this sound is coming from? Also at that time so many gopis were teaching their parrots. What? Oh, Sukh, you should tell like me. Follow me, follow me. And they were also with that gopi. They were telling, Govinda Damo Dharmadhe Ji, Govinda Damo Dharmadhe Ji. Krishna says here, mother, when he woke, Krishna cannot stay anywhere if anyone singing like this. He will be thousand and thousand miles, lakhs miles away from that place. Krishna may be sleeping, but he cannot sleep. He will have to come there. So his mother was singing, how Krishna can sleep there? So he at once left that bed and weeping. Damodar is himself, Govinda is himself weeping to hear this song and to go to her mother. So he very hardly, he was very little boy, so very hardly with very good adventure. Means? Anyhow, he came down from the high bed by the help of his stomach and he came down, was singing, so okay. You can come here with Mridanga. You can come here with Krishna came and he was weeping. Damodar was weeping by hearing Damodar name. He wanted to take breast milk. So he was loudly weeping. And he was like a nature of boy. He was doing like this,
rubbing
his eyes with kajal and water, both mixed, and coming like Ganges and Jamunas here. When kajal was here, more blacklish and more beautiful he was. He was coming nearer, but Yashoda was quite absorbed in singing, knowing nothing is in the world. And Krishna came very nearer. Jani jani ha, gitani tat bali charitani cha, dadhi nirmanthane kale smaranti tanya gavat. Yashoda was remembering the pastimes of Bal Gopal. And he was making new poetries, new kirtan song, and used to do like this. In India I have seen that any woman has not gone ever to school, don't know A, B, C, D, R, K, K, G, G, but they can make new poetries at once. They are in born poets. So Yashoda Maiya had never gone to school and she was making new, very beautiful, attractive songs at once. So, Komang Basa, how beautiful was she? Very, very fine cloth. Reshmi, mani?
Silken.
At that time, India was in very top of all arts and everything. Everything was so much. They can, by their arrows and bow, they can make cloud and water will come. Even fire will come. By the mantras, in their bow as arrow, serpent will come. Sometimes more will come. So many things. No cloud, nothing, but they will. And they can do everything. They can make shidi.
Staircase.
From heaven to earth. Anything they can do. So, Yashoda was wearing very fine silken sari. Prithukati tate vibhrati natta sutram, sutranattam. His vest, so thin, like lion. And breast, very
white.
So beautiful that you can imagine by that Krishna is so beautiful, coming from her womb. So beautiful. Tears were coming when she was singing these songs. Ashtasattvik, Kampa, Romancha, Asru, Pulak, all were coming. Hair standing like Kadamba flowers. Heart melting, everything. And she was doing so by this, sweats were coming. In morning, even at time of 4, it may be that time in Kartik month, some cold temperature, but even sweats like puddles were coming. No? Karapigalita malati nirmimanta. There was malati mala here. And one, by doing so, they were falling and they were falling. Krishna saw that my mother is absorbed in singing my all these things. He came nearer, more nearer, and was weeping loudly, loudly, louder and louder, more louder, loudest. But she was not hearing. So we should be observed in the time of kirtan, no? Like Yashoda. Then Krishna will hear. Otherwise we are singing Hare Krishna, Hari Haraye Nama Krishna, Jadavaye Nama, Jadavaye Madhavaye. And watching, looking after all the audience that, all are charming or not. And if I will see that somewhat they are charming, then I will dance like this. If there is more bigger
audience.
And no audience, nothing. What is this? This is not kirtan. Actually not kirtan. This is not kirtan. Or kirtan should be like this. Observe. Who is hearing? Not Krishna is hearing. Only we will have to see. Not to make here of all any audience, but for Krishna. Krishna should hear. And if Krishna is pleased, everything is okay. And if Krishna is not pleased, and all audience will clap so much, oh, very good, very good. Nothing is there. So we should be observed like Yashoda if you want to love and to serve Krishna. So she was so much observed. Krishna at once came nearer and he catch hold of
churning stick.
And with his own right hand he took the bell of Mother Yashoda. Why you are doing so? I'm so hungry. You should give your breasts. I want to take milk. Yashoda saw that who is here, at once he took Krishna in his lap and began to
suck.
And he began to solve the of Krishna hairs. And he took his bell of he covered and he gave her best to Krishna. Now Krishna was happy and with his santusht hokar ke peene lage. With his satisfaction, he began to choose suck it. Grihitva dadimanthanam nyadat prasidet pratimavahan. And then, at once Yashoda was seeing that a meal pot kept on the fire to become cold was there and some heat was more and that is why it was falling on the So milk of the what? Khirodasai, 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 ocean will not quench the thirst of Krishna. So milk is thinking very big ocean, endless ocean of milk is in Yashoda breast. And Krishna's appetite is so weak that whole world can come in this, but never will be full up. So Krishna, how he will take me, accept me? So I should die. Any devotee thinks like this, if I cannot serve Krishna, no use of our keeping life. Narottam Thakur is telling like this, Gorapahun na bhajiya mainu prema ratana dhana helaya herai adhane jatana kari dhanate aginu apana karma phale apane dubinu keva ki keno vaja chaya pran ki sukha lagiya Narottam das keno nagelo mariya. Swami Dev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, with harmonium, weeping just to sing this kirtan. Perhaps there is a cassette of this kirtan. Why I am saving? Why I am living? Why I am not going to die? I have no love and affection for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Fish can die if it is taken out of water. And I have no a very particle of love in me for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why I am living? I should die at once. But problem is this, I cannot die. Fish can die at once, but I cannot die because my heart is made of thunderbolt. And thinking this is weeping, weeping bitterly. Do we weep like this when we are doing kirtan? Nothing. So with kirtan, when we are doing all kirtan, we should be observed and having these modes in us. Yashoda is doing like that, and his heart is melting. He had all these symptoms of sattvic bhava. Yashoda Sahib, he's so vatsalyavati, having so much affection. He wanted to pacify that milk. Don't worry. I'm just coming. I will save me, you. I will stop my giving milk to Krishna and I will make you qualified to serve you. I will give a chance. And Krishna will take you. I will make makhan, ravadi, rasagulla, and so many things from that milk. So, at once she wanted to keep Krishna away from her lap. And he very easily wanted to keep Krishna there on earth. But Krishna applied his whole strength, being Supreme Personality of Godhead. All Shakti, all power he used there. He took his mouth very strongly. And he catch hold of Yashoda breast here like monkeys with feet. So Krishna was not ready to give up her mother breast. You know, you remember Utana. He had 10,000 elephants strongness. And he tried to get rid of that. And Krishna was easily taking her breast. Not using his power, only shocking, very little. But yet he could not get rid of that. And Yashoda, for Yashoda, he used his whole power. And he catch hold very tightly from mouth, from hand, from face, like this. But Yashoda told, oh, be here. Easily. And Krishna saw that very easily. And he said, kept me. So he became angry so much. Like this. This where?
Trembling.
His eyes became some reddish. Oh, I was not satisfied, and yet my mother did so. Yashoda went to save that milk. Oh, don't go to fire. Don't burn it. I will give you a chance to serve Krishna. You will serve Krishna. So this is like Guru. Guru gives chance to his disciples. Any very qualified Vaishnava gives chance to serve Krishna. Or the very qualified disciples, those who are senior, they gave chance to other junior disciples, God brothers. Oh, I am today so ill. You can go and serve. Out of pity they have done. Out of mercy. If anyone doing that, you should see that he is so high devotional service. Yashoda can do. Gopis can like do. Rupa Goswami can do. We can see that Govinda, the servant, he used to do like this. You know the name of Jagadananda Pandit? How he used to serve? We can have all the examples in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes. Everything is completed. So Yashoda went at once, and he gave waters. What is the meaning? That don't weep. And with her, well, with water he washed the tears of devotees. Don't weep. Don't try to, die, give up. I will give you chance. So this is the behavior of high qualities of Uttam Bhagavata are like Mother Yashoda. Sometimes she gives chance to Rohimaya, to others, all never mothers, that they should serve my Krishna. And that is why she was giving chance to Putana also. She is so
generous.
We should also be generous like this. We should try to give chance to other junior Vaishnava, junior God brothers, junior Vaishnavas, like this. Then you are generous. Then you can be like them, very qualified. Then Krishna will be so much happy to you. So, Yashoda went there and he pacified Milka devotee. Don't weep, don't try to give your life in fire. And with water sprinkled, and he sipped that milk. When she sipped the milk and wanted to come again where she was churning, she at once saw that Krishna is not there. Where he has gone? He saw that all the curds have come out from that vessel. How it came? He said, no broken anywhere. She came nearer. What Krishna did when mother went to pacify that milk? Krishna was so angry. She was not satisfied. So, like boys naturally, he wanted to give lesson to her mother. Oh, you have not given milk and you have gone there? So Krishna was not satisfied from upside, it seems. But what is the real fact there? Here, Anna Vilasita Sunyam, apply this slok. Anna Vilasita Sunyam, Jnana Karmadhyana Pritam, Anukullena Krishnanusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. What is bhakti? To please Krishna. The cultivation of our all activities only to please Krishna. By, through, body, mind, speech and mental movements, modes. It goes up to Mahabhav, beginning from Shraddha and up to that. When we are in sadhan, two more adjectives should be there. Anna Abhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karma Adna Adi Anavata. When we are practicing bhakti, cultivating our bhaktis by body, mind and speech, by modes of minds, that is prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, all these things. Then it is uttama bhakti. But when in this world, not uttama bhakti will be done. If there is anyabhilash and covered by jnana, karma, yog and all other things. So in this world, up to bhav, there is some mixture of all these things. Annabhilash, jnana and karma. So it is very hard to be in uttama bhakti, pure bhakti. Golok Vrindavan, these two adjectives are not there. Annabhilashita Sunya Jnana Karmadi. There is no Annabhilashita, no requirement of testing worldly desires. Other than only Krishna Prem should go on. And also there is no Jnana Karma, anything. So for Yashoda, all these are not applicable. Annabhilashita Sunya Jnana Karma Dani. Even for deers, creepers, trees, animals, for they are all liberated souls. But in this world we will have to take care. That or if you are serving Krishna, there should be no ambition other than serving Krishna. And it should be with no intervals,
uninterrupted,
always what?
Continuous,
always. Like Tailudharavat Abhichinna Gati. Means? Tailudharavata?
Unbroken flow of oil.
Like Madhu. If you will throw honey and from up to down, there will be link. So if anyone doing 24 hours like this, uninterrupted, and having no jnana karma there, and not any wish of this world to this, then it will be uttama bhakti. Otherwise not. Here, if Krishna is weeping or he is laughing, no harm. We should see the heart of devotee. Whether he is cultivating his all these things, his mind, soul and body or speech or everything. to please Krishna. Sometimes it will not be seen like this. Here the same thing. Yashoda was leaving Krishna here. Oh, you should sit here. It seems that milk is so much dear than Krishna. And Krishna is weeping for her milk and she stopped. Krishna become upset and he was weeping. Still he kept Krishna here and went to save milk. It seems that he is so milk is so dear to Yashoda more than Krishna, and Krishna is weeping. What is this? No pleasure of Krishna. But it is called bhakti. Why? Yashoda wants that only my breast milk will not do. What will Krishna take afterward? So this milk will be made like butter, like rasagulla, rabdi, and so many things, and Krishna will take and be stronger. So Yashoda is just saying Krishna, and Krishna is weeping. But the activities of Yashoda is only to for Krishna, for welfare. In other hand, Isu Charani Mushti, they are wrestling with Krishna. And now Krishna is so happy to test Beer Rush. Beer Rush means?
Chivalry. Hero, fighting.
And he, for so long time, he wanted to test it. Now he had great chance. And he was so happy and doing like so, and he was wrestling with Kamsa. And he was smiling there. Though his eyes were red. And they wanted to kill Krishna. But Krishna was happy. This happy is no, making happy is not bhakti. Because it is somewhat pratikul.
Unfavorable.
They want to kill Krishna. So this is not bhakti. So here, Krishna is from upside, he is upset and he is angry. But yet the activities of Yashoda will be highest topic of bhakti. No? Sometimes Krishna is there in courtyard, he is playing, and he makes his sword dirty with mud and so on. Yashoda came and gave a very slap to Krishna. What you are doing? You are making this dirty. It seems that shirt is more
important
than Krishna. Actually, this is not the fact. Any devotee loves any particle of Krishna,
paraphernalia
of Krishna, more than that Krishna, but it is for Krishna. This is the symptom of pure love and affection. Also sometimes Krishna is playing and making dirty himself, and Narada comes and sees that Yashoda is telling him, don't come. And he's weeping. Narada is thinking that, how is this? Being supreme personality of Godhead, and he is waiting to come in the lap of Yashoda and to drink milk, and she's chastising that very supreme personality of Godhead. And thinking that when I will have a chance to have a lotus dust of Yashoda Maya feet. So this is bhakti. Go on, one kirtan. Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari Giridhari Shyama Vandana.
Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari Giridhari Shyama Vandana.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. जय जय माधव दैते कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी।